Hey, welcome back, New Life Church, to New Life Online. Thank you for worshiping with us today in this way. And I just want to give a big shout out to our team that is helping make all of this happen for our church right now so we can worship in this way. They are doing a phenomenal job. They're putting in the time and the effort to make this happen. So big, big shout out to all of them. And you know, you can continue to worship with us by way of giving. There's many ways that you can give here at New Life Church. You can give online at newlifeforkokomo.org, or you can give by sending your offering and tithe, your giving to missions through the mail at 1803 East Vale Avenue here in Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. Or you can text New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977, and you can enter the amount that you want to give. I just want to say thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for helping continue to give the missions during this time. And hey, also, if you're new here at New Life, or maybe you're seeing us for the first time, or maybe you have a prayer request that you want to drop to us, we have an easy way that you can automate that response to us, and it's easy. You just text the word CONNECT to 765-347-9127. We would love to hear from you. We would love to give you some next steps even in your journey with God. So you can connect with us in that way. All right, New Life. Well, again, this week, this is actually week number two that we have started a new series called One Another. And this series is all about looking at the phrases in Scripture where one another is used. In the New Testament alone, there is over 100 times the phrase one another is used. 59 of those times are direct commands of the how to's and how not to's about how we live this life and relate to one another. Now, last week we kicked off our series by looking at the one another statement, love one another. And today we are going to look at our next one another statement, which is this: it is encourage one another. Encourage one another. Have you ever been encouraged by someone so much that they actually convinced you that you were capable and you believed in yourself enough to do something that they were encouraging you to do? This encouragement is so important in the body of Christ that we encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians says this. It says, "For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him." Look, he did not appoint us to suffer. In other words, God has not destined his people to suffer. That suffering is not your destiny. It's not where you need to get stuck. It is not for you, but to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. Doesn't this sound like really, really good news? Now check out the next verse, verse 10. It says, "Therefore," look, and say it with me, "encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." It is not destined that people live in pain. It's not destined that you suffer. That's not God's destiny for your life. But as the body of Christ, then the way we can relate to one another is to encourage one another in this way. Encouragement is a building up of each other. I can help you build by encouraging you. People all the time, they get torn down in life, but we can come together as this great church community and build one another up, which means you're building me, I'm building you. We can encourage one another. We can encourage one another that we don't have to suffer, but Jesus made a way. He brought salvation to us. We can live whole. We can be healed. We can encourage one another just as, in fact, we're doing. So we, as a church, this is the action of what we do. We encourage one another. Now, I always suffered in English class. And actually, in college, I had to take a couple, you know, like another extra English class because I suffered in grammar and punctuation and all of these things. But when I look at the word encouragement, I want to show you how I've learned to think about encouragement by just looking at how phonetically it breaks down. And look at the word encouragement for me. What I see is I see a prefix of N, E-N, There is a root word here, and the root word of encouragement is what? It's courage. Think about that. To encourage one another, that we're really talking about giving somebody courage. And then we have this suffix of ment. So take a look at me now with me. The prefix en or n on a word, it is to cause a person to be in the place, condition, or state of. Root word here, courage. So when we encourage one another, we are helping put people in a place of courage. We are helping change people to have a condition or a state in which they have courage. And the suffix here of ment, M-E-N-T, it is the action of doing something or the result of an action. So look at me one more time. We have encouragement. We have the cause of putting a person into the state of or condition of courage. And then we have the action of doing something or the result of that action. And so here is how I would now define the word encouragement. I would say that encouragement is getting courage in so that courage can come out. Getting courage in so courage comes out. That we can look at somebody who lacks courage, who is feeling down, who needs built up. We can put courage down deep in the inside of them, build them up in courage until the point that courageous acts start coming out of their life. Do you need that kind of encouragement today? I mean, have you ever experienced that kind of encouragement where you were convinced you couldn't and someone built it up in you, the courage that led you to actually take an action and be encouraged? Encouragement, getting courage in to the point that courage actually starts coming out of someone's life. This is how the church can encourage one another. This is how you can encourage members in your family. This is how you can encourage people in your life groups. This type of encouragement causes people to take bold, audacious steps of faith in their life. And this building up makes us better. It makes us stronger. It makes us brave. This encouragement is a strong encouragement that convinces you that you are who God says you are. So our first point is simply this. We're going to look at getting courage in. Getting the courage in you is the first step of encouragement. And we're going to look at the leadership transition role of Joshua. And Joshua, God had called him to be the next leader of Israel after the great leader Moses. Now Moses had God had basically told Moses that he would not enter the promised land, but to raise up his assistant Joshua in his place. And so Joshua now, after these 40 years of wandering in the desert, after 400 years of slavery in Egypt, he will be the leader to take the Israelites to the land that was promised generations before him. This is an epic time in the Hebrew history. This is a big moment, and Joshua is being called upon as the leader to do it. And so the Lord has some really courageous plans for Joshua as a leader for what he's called to do. But Joshua is going to need some encouragement. Joshua is going to need to get courage deep down in him so that courage can come out of him. Look, take a look at me. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 37. It says, "Because of you, the Lord became angry with me, Moses, and it said to me, 'You shall not enter it either.'" This is talking about Moses not entering the promised land. "But your assistant, Joshua, son of Nun." I want you to remember this. That Joshua, son of Nun. He will enter it. And so, because Joshua raised up that assistant to lead people, do this. Encourage him. Encourage Joshua. Because he will lead Israel to inherit it. The purpose for encouraging others, the reason why God needs to get courage inside of you is because he has a job for you to do. For Joshua, it was to lead the Israelites. And maybe for you, it's to lead in your job. It's to lead in a relationship. It's to lead your family. Whatever it is, there is leadership in your life. There is a calling upon your life for what God has called you to do. And he wants to get courage deep in you so courage can come out of you. And so God is telling Moses, encourage Joshua. And this is what I believe is one of the reasons why Joshua needed this kind of encouragement. Joshua was known as the son of Nun. The Arabic word Nun means this, fish. It means fish. So Joshua, son of a fish, it's literally what it means. And actually, in the Midrash is ancient Jewish writings about scripture. It's ancient Jewish commentary on the Torah, on the writings of scripture. You know what the Midrash says about Joshua, son of Nun? The Midrash says that Joshua, son of Nun, was the son of him whose name was the name of a fish and would lead them into the land. That Joshua, the son of a fish, would lead the Israelites to great promise. And so what that sounds like is Joshua, the son of insignificance, would lead to do something significant. And God says, encourage that boy. Because he thinks, Joshua, I wonder, did Joshua really think he was just the son of something insignificant? Encourage that boy. He believes he was born insignificant. But I, the Lord, call you courageous. Encourage him, Moses. Encourage him. He thinks he's insignificant. Because, and maybe some of you, you would say, I'm insignificant. That's what my parents named me. That's what people called me. That's what my history tells me. That's what my mistakes continue to tell me. That's what my failures tell me, is that I am insignificant. My history says this of me. My past says this of me. I have had friends. I've had coworkers. I've had an old boss. I've had a family member. They have spoken this word that I am insignificant, and it feels as though it's a name. It's an identity to me, this identity of insignificance. But I believe the word of the Lord today for you is that that is not your name. It doesn't matter if you've been labeled insignificant. God is saying, I need you courageous because there's a call on your life, that there is leadership in you, and so let's get courage in you so that you have the courage to now act out of that courage and into the call that God has on your life. You are not insignificant. And do you know how we can help other people defeat the feelings of insignificant inside of them? We can do that by building them up with words of encouragement. We can build them up by encouraging them and strengthening them. And again, in Deuteronomy chapter 3, again, we see this, but commission Joshua. And again, encourage him, strengthen him, for he will lead. You have something to lead. There is a call in your life. You will do it. So encourage, strengthen one another. Encourage one another. He will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land you will see. Across what? There's this epic moment where Joshua would lead the Israelite people across a flood-staged Jordan River, and it would take courage. So way early on, God foresees the greatness in Joshua's future, and he knows that Joshua will need courage. He knows he will need to be encouraged so that he can have the courage to act courageously. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, it says, again, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes it's good. It gives you courage to know that you are not alone in the journey. And God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Again, let's look further. And in these verses, again, God continues to pump Joshua full of these words of encouragement. He's building him up to get courage in him. He says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Have I not commanded you, Joshua? Be strong and courageous. Do you see a theme happening here? God is trying to get courage in Joshua so Joshua can begin to act courageously. He believes that he is just born of something insignificant, labeled insignificant. And here's, you know what I know about encouragement? It needs repetition. It has to be spoken again. It has to be reaffirmed brick by brick. It has to be put in upon somebody to build them up and give them this kind of courage. You know, it sounds as though that God has greater plans for Joshua than Joshua could have ever dreamed he had for himself. That almost as though Joshua didn't even believe he had a capability. He didn't have the capacity to lead in this way. But God might have greater plans for you than you have for yourself. And so be encouraged and get the courage deep in you so courage can come out of you. Can we encourage one another today? Can we encourage one another? Encouragement is so powerful. Listen to this. Listen, encouragement is so, so powerful that we should practice encouraging one another. We should practice speaking encouragement. We should practice this with our family, our children, our life group, our friends, our family. We need to practice this because encouraging others is to partner with God in showing people their worth and their dignity. Encouraging others, partners with God and God's vision for people's lives. People won't see it. People won't feel it sometimes. But we can partner with God in delivering that message of courage, of hope, of value, of dignity, of worth by building them up with encouragement. But watch this. Discouraging others is to partner with evil in robbing people of their dignity and value. When we discourage and speak words of discouragement, it is so harmful. It is to partner with evil, and it then robs people of worth. It robs people of dignity. It robs people of value. Now do you see why it's so important to build one another up and in encouragement? And encouragement to someone, it is like a force. There's a pull. There's a force to encouragement that pulls people out of doubt and to be daring. It pulls people out of anxiety and to be audacious. It pulls people out of being broken in order to be brave. Encouragement pulls people out from being an underperformer to becoming an overachiever. This is what encouragement can do. Do you see why it's so important, church, to encourage one another? Encourage one another. So how do we get courage in? How do we get courage in? Well, let's look at how one way that Moses continued to get courage in Joshua. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7, it says, then Moses summoned Joshua, and he said to him in the presence of Israel. So watch this. He calls Joshua to him. He says, Joshua, I have something to tell you. And then he's in the presence of Joshua's people. He's in the presence of others. He's in the presence of the assembly. And he says to Joshua, be strong and courageous, for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors and give to them, and must divide it among them as their inheritance. So here's what I say. If you want to help get courage in people, this is what you have to do. You have to speak out, and you have to show up. Moses, he spoke the encouragement. He spoke it out in the presence of witnesses. He looked at Joshua right in the eyes. He said, you're the man. You're the one who's going to make this happen. And he made sure all the people understood that Moses, as the current leader, was looking at his predecessor, the next guy in charge. And he was saying, this is the guy. I believe in him. I love him. He's going to take you into the land we've been waiting for. He spoke out and he showed up. And that maybe there's somebody right now that you have to have the courage to speak out to them, and also the courage to show up for them in their time of need. So the courage going in. Second thing is courage coming out. Courage coming out. And we see this epic moment in Joshua's leadership where he was being called upon to be this great leader. He's being called upon to take on this huge assignment. And in Joshua chapter 3, we see that now the Jordan River is at flood stage all during harvest. In other words, the job is actually harder than what he thought it was going to be. It's not just walking across into the promised land and dealing with all the people and managing all the problems. No, there is an obstacle that is standing before him he didn't see coming. And now he has to have the courage to lead the people through this obstacle. And yet as soon as the priest who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a great heap away. In other words, Joshua, after all of this encouragement, after all of these words of encouragement from Moses, from the Lord, he finally had the courage in him. That courage came out of him. And he looked at the Jordan River at flood stage and he said, I'm walking in. The Lord will provide. He said he'd be with me. He stepped foot into the river. The water was held up and they crossed over into the promised land. Job well done, Joshua. You had the courage. He had it in him. And you know what? Here's the really interesting thing. The Greek word for courage, you know what it means? The Greek word for courage means this. It means dare to do something. So if you want to have a courage in you, when it comes out, it looks like you are somebody who's audacious enough, who is daring enough to be the one to do something about the call of God on your life. You are daring to do something about it. Listen, here's what I want for all of you to know. If you're watching this, if you're a part of our church, if you're not a part of our church, listen. This is what I believe the Lord would have to say to you. Like Joshua, God has courageous things for your life. God has courageous things for your life. God has a call on your life, a call that will require courage. It will require you to dare to do something that maybe right now you are afraid to do. But I am here to give you great courage today, to put courage inside of you so courage can come out of you. The Lord wants to get you to have courage in so courage comes out. And I also want to say this, your significance is not anchored in what anybody has ever labeled you, called you, spoke over you. That is not your name. That is not your identity. You are not identified by your mistakes and your failures. God is looking at you and he's saying, no, be encouraged and get courage in you because I've called you. I've called you. You're not the son or daughter of something insignificant. You're the son or daughter of the Lord Most High. So be encouraged because God has a call on your life. And New Life Church, let's make a commitment to one another to be a people that build one another up with great encouragement. And maybe right now you're in a place where you feel despair. You're in a place and you know you've not had the friends and the people around you right now. I want to encourage you to know that the Lord is with you. He'll never forsake you. Your call is still real. You are loved. You're not abandoned. He wants to wrap his arms around you. There's still purpose in your life. He's calling you here now, today. And he's got great plans for you. He's got to get courage in you. So the courage comes out of you. And that you would be at a place one day where you dare to do something so crazy, so audacious, so faith-filled that it will bring life change to people. It will bring a difference in the world because God made you to make a difference. Do you believe that today? I believe that for you. I believe that for our church. God's made us to make a difference. Let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, you are the best. I pray that God, right now, the word of the Lord for each and everybody watching this would be one of encouragement, to get courage in them so that they can live out of courage, so that they can be daring, they can do things despite what people think, despite what they fear, but they know what is right. And we can look at one another with great compassion and see each other the way you see us, and we can encourage one another and build up dignity and build up worth and build up value in one another. When people don't feel value, we can encourage them in that way. So may it be so in Jesus' mighty name. I bless you to know, church. I bless you to know, friend. I bless you to know, whoever's viewing this, that you have a God that sees you as valuable, sees you as significant, and be courageous now, knowing that you are the son or daughter of the Lord Most High. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, New Life, thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any prayer requests or would like to know more about who we are, you can text CONNECT to 765-347-9127. And if you'd like to continue your worship through giving, you can give online at newlifeforkokomo.org/give. You can send it through the mail, or you can text the word New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Thank you so much. We are praying for you, and we hope you have a fantastic week.